You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Good evening, everyone. It's Craig here at 1FM, and I'm talking to... Are you there, Mark?
I sure am, Craig.
Yeah, this is Mark from the band called EMD. And there was quite a result from... I played it the other night, on Saturday night, and the people that phoned up and loved it, and even our producer liked it, and his dad loves it. And I'd like... The disc I've got is the High Energy Digi and Drum one, you know, the orange cover.
Absolutely, yes. One of many.
I think I've got four at home.
Okay.
But I'll have to bring the others in. Now, I played Bangin'. Explain about that song, if you can, please.
Well, Bangin', that's definitely a very, very high energy song. I'm quite a high energy person. I love my physical training. I do a lot of crazy sports throughout my life. I'm getting a little older now, but I still try to compete with my own inner, so to speak. But I was bike riding in the forest on some mountain bikes up here in the Territory quite a few years back. And as I was riding quite fast and dodging trees and mates and stuff, I just had this rhythm come through me in a breath pattern, which is kind of where... I seem to be able to hold the speed with my circular breathing and maintain it. Do a lot of sweating, obviously, because it's certainly not easy. But
once it's also hot up there too.
Oh yeah, she's a little warm. It's not too bad now. I mean, you people are pushing up the cold air for us, so we're having a campfire in the morning, which is good.
It's -3 here tomorrow morning.
No, thanks. No.
Yeah. So I spoke to Brenton from Aussie Signs. You might remember him. But will not even get out of bed. You know, he's got his air conditioner set on 23 and that is it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, put the air con up here now just to get warmer.
That's it.
Oh, dear. But, yeah, so in the end of this particular bike ride I did, I had this new breath pattern, which was rather fast because I was doing some very fast riding. I was competing in a race not too long later, so I was actually pushing myself a bit, which resulted in this song, which also meant, you know, as you age, you've got to maintain the speed of that song when you play it live. So it's always been an interesting concept when I perform live gigs and play all these fast rhythms that I created, you know, maybe 10, 15 years ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but I thoroughly enjoy it. Everyone around here likes it. And even your names of the song, that Cheetah, you know.
Yes.
And that's another good one. I do enjoy that. But I must admit, there's nothing better than seeing you live. It is fantastic. And as I was saying to everyone on there that ran the Mendel Market there, you get a crowd jumping everywhere.
Oh, absolutely. It's been... It's been hard, obviously, because of the COVID chaos, and unfortunately I haven't been able to get back to Mendel Beach Market since due to all the concepts of what's happened in the Northern Territory. So, unfortunately, if you did get to see me at Mendel, you were the lucky ones, and until something has come back through management or something like that, I'm not sure if MD will get back to Mendel ever again, which is unfortunate.
Oh, fantastic. The music, though, it is fantastic. I'll bring the others into the station and I'll start playing them as well and give you another ring.
Oh, too easy. Now, there are a few things that are happening. I could be popping into Melbourne in the Royal Show. You never know, so keep your ears and eyes open for that one.
Okay, you've got my number, so if you're going to head down to Melbourne, please yell out and we can look after you somewhere along the line.
Yeah, if it's a doable project, for sure. And if you're Adelaide-based, I'm not sure if people hear it from... Shepparton, but in fact, just to drop this on the line, I actually grew up in Pinneroo, Lamoureux, which is not too far from Shepparton there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, give you a little bit of a background story there.
Yeah, not too bad at all. So, yeah, if memory serves me, you had about 5 or 6 didgeridoos in front of you.
Yeah, I've played with up to 8 at once, so these days I'm using 3. Probably when you met me, I would have been using 4, I believe.
More than likely, yes. But even the pitchers have got a heap of didgeridoos there. And just the type of music is totally different. And
absolutely.
It's just fantastic to see people do it. You know, that's what I like about it.
It is, and the response we get from the, you know, for me, just to be able to make the audience have a break in their mind and body for an hour or half an hour and just enjoy the moment is such a great feeling. So to do it through a Yidaki didgeridoo is even more beautiful, because I know that it really touches people in their inner soul and spreads the love of the music, basically, and the whole storyline.
No problem.
Hello, everyone down there in the Southern Lands. This is Mark from MD, Didgeridoo Player, and this is my song called Bangin' from the high-energy CD Didgeridoo MD Didgin Drum.
Listening to a 1FM podcast.